welcome back to the Finding Your Feet podcast, a podcast show dedicated to helping you get closer to your true authentic self by helping you find your feet in life. This is episode 63.
Welcome back to the show, guys. Hope you're all doing well. We're very excited today because we're talking about a topic we've never covered before, but yeah, it's an interesting one. Today we're talking all about money mindset.
Yeah, I feel like it's something we've been itching to talk about for a very long time, and it's also so fun to talk about, so I'm really excited to get into it.
Yeah, I'm feeling really high vibe just from the planning we did, because we obviously, before we come and record an episode, we like put a little plan together about what we're going to speak about. So even just from the plan, I'm feeling really rich.
Yeah, we were doing that thing where we were going into podcast mode as we were talking. We're like, no, stop, save it for the podcast. We just get too excited sometimes.
Yes, we do. Well, before we get into the chat and help you all get rich, we're just going to read out the Apple Podcast review of the week. So this week's review is from Ellie Nicole McLeod, and she says, "A breath of fresh air. Absolutely love listening to Grace and Abby. Instead of aimlessly roaming around on social media, I often reach for the Find Your Feet podcast and try to spend this time growing and bettering myself. These podcasts have especially been a blessing while working from home. Whenever I feel demotivated or I can't focus at work, I tune in and my whole mindset changes for the better. Thank you, girls, for all the hard work that goes into these podcasts. Keep doing what you're doing."
Oh, that's so lovely. Thank you for all your support and your lovely review.
Yeah, thank you, Ellie. That's really nice. And quite a few people saying recently, you know, keep doing what you're doing. But don't you worry, guys. We'll never stop. We'll be here until we're 80 behind these microphones trying to inspire you. But yeah, thank you very much for the review. And if you guys want to be featured in review of the week next week, if you want us to read out your review at the beginning of the next episode, all you need to do, scroll down on your Apple Podcast app on the episode now, and you can just go down there, leave us some feedback, and we'll read out your review next week.
Well, I don't know about you, Grace, but I've literally been feeling so good recently. I think that's why I'm so excited to record today, because I feel like I'm just like vibrating on a whole new level.
Yeah, I am feeling pretty good as well. So I'm excited to bring the energy in this episode. But why are you feeling so good? What have you been doing? What have you been taking?
Well, no, I think, to be honest, I think it's just a range of different things. Like doing those crazy meditations, I think, has taken me into a new vortex. And I finally started working with a new therapist and energy healer, working through some of those childhood things. And it's just such a breath of fresh air. I've been literally wanting to do this for so long now.
That is so cool. I feel like when you like work on yourself, you know, you do a lot of personal development stuff, and then you get a therapist as well, I feel like you just go to a whole new level. I think so many people think that like to have therapy, you need to literally be like at your absolute wit's end, you know, really in a bad place. When you don't, you can really use it as a tool just to like grow even more and like spur you on even more, even when like you're already, you know, because you're obviously very, very good at like meditating and all that stuff, looking after your mental health. But I think you just go to another level of greatness when you then invest in yourself in that way with like a therapist. But it's cool that it's like therapy and energy healing.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like it is, therapy is for a range of things, but it does get labeled as just like a crisis thing, but it's not all. It is to get that little bit deeper. And you always inspired me, to be honest, to go, because I know you were always a huge advocate for it. And I thought, if I don't do this, I'm only going to regret it. And I'm loving it so far.
Yeah, because we've all got things like, you know, things from inside us from past experiences, and it can block you, you know, even just from something that maybe one person said when you were younger, one comment can really block you. And we want to get the most out of life. We've got big dreams, we've got big goals, and we don't want anything standing in our way, let alone ourselves standing in our way. So yeah, I'm proud of you for going. It's very good. It's very good to invest in yourself on that level financially and with your time. You get it back like times a thousand. So I'm excited for your journey and to see you level up.
Yeah, so am I. So excited. Maybe at some point, I think we'll definitely have to share like on the podcast all the weird things, because energy healing as well is just crazy stuff. But I think you guys can actually learn a lot from it. So we'll definitely share some in the future.
It's fascinating. And if you want to follow in Abby's footsteps, if you're ready to level up, if you are ready to take charge of your mind and grow some more, improve yourself, work on some of those things that maybe been standing your way or getting you down. You don't, like we said, the wheels don't need to be falling off for you to go to therapy. You can do it even just to work on yourself. But obviously, if you are at that point as well, where you really feel like you're struggling, then getting some therapy is what you need to be doing. And we are really proud that we're working with BetterHelp. BetterHelp is a professional, secure online counseling service, and it's available for clients all over the world. So wherever you are in the world right now listening to this podcast, if you feel like you want to get some therapy, then BetterHelp is the place to go, as it's so accessible for you because it's just an online service. All you do is go onto the website, fill in a questionnaire, so they can get a picture of who you are, what your needs, what you want to work on, and they can match you with the perfect therapy in just 48 hours.
Yeah, exactly. I literally don't think I could think of a better sponsor for us. Like, I'm so proud that we are sponsored by BetterHelp because they are just making therapy that little bit more accessible for people all around the world. And if money is something that does hold you back, because I know therapy can be quite expensive, BetterHelp is that more affordable option.
Yeah, it really is significantly cheaper than the traditional offline counseling. So BetterHelp will cost you about £50 a week for therapy with them, but they're really kindly giving our listeners a 10% discount on their first month of therapy. So it will cost you about £40 a week. All you need to do to get this discount is head to betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. That's betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. We've left the link in the show notes. Click through there, fill out the questionnaire. Discounts automatically apply to your account and you'll get the ball rolling and you'll be matched up with a therapist in just under 2 days. And even if it turns out that you're not too keen on the therapist they originally match you up with, because obviously you want to vibe with your therapist. Abby's vibing with hers right now. She's loving her therapist. You want to be loving yours as well. So even if you don't vibe with them, you're allowed to change and swap and get a new therapist that you do like as many times as you want, free of charge until you're happy. So yeah, BetterHelp's the perfect place to go. There's no shame in therapy. It is amazing. You should be proud of yourself if you are taking these steps to look after your mind in this way and invest in yourself, and you will get everything you invest, time and money, back times 1,000 in the results that it gives you. So if you want that discount, head to the link in the show notes. If you've got any questions about therapy or BetterHelp, just come message us on Instagram and we're happy to chat.
Yeah, if you are interested, definitely go and check it out because it's just an incredible journey to go on. But that is all for now, and let's get on to the episode.
So today we are talking about money. Talking all about money today, guys. Money mindset, and not all the stuff you might think we're going to talk about, budgeting, things like that. I'm not talking about that. We're talking about money in terms of energy, how you can attract more of it, how you might be subconsciously blocking it, because I think money is a resource we need to survive in this world. We can't live in this world without money. You need it to buy food, to pay rent, to pay bills. You need money to exist in this world that we live in. But it's a very, very, very charged, emotionally charged resource. And there's just so much negative emotion around it as well. And it can really block people. You know, there's so many things people say. Money doesn't grow on trees. Money is the root of all evil. We grow up hearing all these things, and it can actually just really block you from receiving the money that you want, because you need money to live your life. You need it to do everything that you want to do, to have freedom, to have choices, and to just bring all the good into the world that you want to bring. Money is your tool to do that. So yeah, it's going to be a big, juicy, juicy chat. Got a lot of things to share with you today.
Yeah, I'm so excited to get into it. I absolutely love talking about money. Me and you talk about money all the time because it's all about the energy. It's all about the energy that you put onto money, because if you really have that lack mindset and that really negative energy towards money, money will literally control your whole life without you even realizing it. And it's actually sad when you see how much money will control people's lives. And at the end of the day, we're here to live a beautiful, abundant life. So we really don't want to be tied down by money. But also, when I think about money in terms of energy, one thing that always helps me realize of how much energy we just attach to it is, if you like imagine a piece of paper on the floor, like when you walk in the street, it's just a piece of paper. But then if it was a £50 note, I don't even know if they do £50 notes anymore, but if it was a £50 note on the floor, you have like that jerk reaction within you, don't you? Like, all of a sudden you like your state changes. It's money, but that's, there's no difference. It's just a piece of paper. It's the energy that we attach to that paper. And that is what governs our whole lives. So this episode is going to help you realize what kind of energy are you attaching to money? Because that is actually what's just going to determine your money situation.
Yeah, that is so true. And like most of the money we actually earn in our life, we never actually see it. Like it's just digital on a screen. It's just a number on a screen. It doesn't even physically exist in this world. Like obviously it's real. You can buy things with it. It's there. It's not like it's like make believe, but it's not an actual thing. Like most of the money we actually have, apart from if we put it into physical possessions, we very rarely, like, we're not going to withdraw it all out from the bank and keep it under our bed in a stash of cash, are we? Like, we keep it in a bank, and the way like we use our money now, like with contactless cards and stuff, you hardly ever have cash. So it literally is. It's just a number on a screen. Like it's just energy. It's not even a physical, real thing. And when you really start to think about money in that way, you can just really start to think of it more literally as energy. And you guys know all about energy and the law of attraction, all that stuff. And money is just one of those things you can just draw into you if you are open to receive, if you are on the right money frequency.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously, because money is energy, when you have more money, you just have more energy and it just gives you more opportunity. And I think what stops a lot of people is they think, oh, I don't want to like go after money. That's like really egotistical. Like, is it just money's evil? Money's greedy? But they're just like complete lies that we're told through society. Like money is not greedy at all, but it just depends on the person you are. So if you are a great person and you have more money, then you're just going to become more of a great person. Like you see that all the time, like amazing people set up these amazing organizations and stuff like that because they have money, then they have room to spread their positive message more. But yeah, there are a lot of shit people in the world. And when they get a lot of money, they will spread more shit in the world. Like that happens. But I think there is a huge narrative that people are just scared away from even wanting and even admitting, I want to be rich. Like people will not admit that because they're like, that's so greedy. Mm. Like money's evil. But I think that is like one of the huge things that you have to shake off and just admit that like everyone wants to be rich.
Yeah, there is such stigma around like money and like wanting it, and that yeah, that if you do like you're really greedy and it's so bad. But actually it's not, like it's freedom coins. It gives you choices like that. We did the episode with Stuart and Francis. I can't remember what number it was now, but we spoke in there a little bit about money mindset because they have a very, very, very good money mindset and have built a big, big business. Like, you know, self-made, they've just built it up. And they give a lot of good money advice in there, and they were saying that money gives you choices. And like they were saying that they don't, if they want to say no to something, they want to be saying no to it because they actually want to say no, not because, oh, I can't afford to go or I can't do that, I haven't got the money. That's where money is the freedom coins, where it gives you the choices. Why would you not want that? And the thing with money is, it is an abundant resource. There is no limit to how much money there is in this world. It's everywhere and it's available to you, but you have to go and get it. So there's a really nice, I think, I don't even know if it's a quote, but just Bob Proctor just said it in a podcast that we listened to the other week on the School of Greatness. And if you don't know who Bob Proctor is, he's like one of, he's like eight, how old is he, 85? Oh, he's like 85, yeah. Getting on. Like, but I mean, he's on top form, still in great shape, still firing out the inspiration. But he is like one of the OGs teachers of like the law of attraction and all this stuff. And he is really good with like money mindset and teaching people how to view it to like attract it in and stuff. And he goes and like does talks in big businesses where they and helps all the staff, like where they, like it's a business where they sell things, whatever, and he literally has got like people huge results in business and stuff through changing their mindset on money. And he said, God will feed every bird, but God is not going to put the food in every bird's neck. We have to do that. The bird has to go out and get the food. So the food is available, we just have to go and get it. And that is the same with money. It's an abundant resource. It's everywhere, just like water, oxygen, everything. It's everywhere. There's an abundant amount of it. You have the opportunity to go and get it. You just have to go and get it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like another one of those things that you have to get out of your own way and also get out of that like victim mode. Mm-hmm. Like if you're listening now and you're probably already calculating things in your head like, oh, but this is my circumstance and stuff like that. But if you've not heard much about money manifesting before or money mindset, then definitely go into this episode with a really open mind, because money is out there for everyone. Like Grace just said, it is abundant. It is out there for absolutely everyone. And there is literally an abundance of information about how you can manifest money and how you can have a good money mindset. So yeah, definitely go into it with a really open mind and know that you are not an exception. Whatever your circumstances, this works for everyone.
Yeah. Money is literally just a tool. Like it is just simple. It's just a thing. It just exists. It's just here. But we give it so much emotional charge, like so much. But it's just a resource. It's just a resource that we need to live our lives. The same way we need food, water, oxygen. Like if you literally think about it, we need oxygen. In fact, we probably need oxygen more than we need money. We cannot live without oxygen. We cannot live without it. We need it to breathe. But we know that the oxygen is an abundant resource and it's just all around in the air and we don't need to think about it. We're just breathing in and out, the oxygen in and out, in and out. The abundance of oxygen is just flowing in and flowing back out. We are willingly giving out oxygen and graciously receiving it back, just how we do with money. But oxygen, we're not going around thinking, oh, I haven't got enough oxygen. Oh, they've got so much more than me. And oh, I can't afford that breath because I haven't got enough oxygen. Like we haven't got, it's a resource we need to survive. We haven't given it any emotional charge. We don't even think about it. But money is just, it is just a resource that we need, but we give it so much emotional charge. And most of the time it's being given a negative emotional charge that makes you feel so contracted. Like how many, like, this is the thing with money that I find really fascinating compared to anything else in life. Money is the thing that you can see people, they gasp, they like you can see them, they shrink up, they contract. You can physically see them contract when money comes up in a situation if they have that negative money mindset and they haven't got a great relationship with it. Like you can physically see people, you see their energy, you can see them contract when money comes into the conversation and or the situation in whatever way. And so many people go through their whole lives being like that, and like it's quite like normalized because we just go around saying things like money doesn't grow on trees, I'm not made of money, and money is the root of all evil, and if you have money you're really greedy, and money is bad, and money is hard to obtain, and I don't deserve it, and all these things. These are really common things that people say. Oh, I'm broke as a joke. People go around saying things like that. Oh, I'm so skin, you know, like really quite like casually, you know. You don't go around saying, ha, I am such a stupid person, I am just a worthless, annoying, why am I even here? Like that is what you're saying when you go around saying I'm broke and all these things. It's a negative affirmation that's going to bring you negativity back. But because it's so casually thrown around, we're all just like, yeah, me too, I'm broke as a joke as well. And it just gets like thrown back. It's just so casual. So then it's just made to be normal. That's like not normal. It's just been given so much negative emotional charge and just makes people be so contracted. And if you look at like an energy emotional frequency graph, and we've made one before and put it on our Instagram, we'll link the post in the show notes so you can look at it. And if you've been to any of our workshops, then it's in your workbook. But the graph of emotional energy frequency, so like right at the top is unconditional love and right at the bottom is fear, and then all the other emotions from good to bad go down on this list. And at the top of the list, the arrow says expanded, and the bottom it says contracted, because all the negative emotions, they cause your energy field, your body, like physically your body as well, to be contracted, like your energy to be contracted. You're closed off, you're scared, you aren't open to receive. When you're expanded, that's what you want to be more of. You want to be expanded, especially when it comes to manifesting. You want to be expanded because that is when your energy field is big and bright and expansive, and you are open and you're ready to receive, and you are so magnetic when you are expanded in that way. When you're contracted, like, you can think about it, when, like, think about like a crab or whatever, I don't know, a sea animal going back into its shell and hiding in there. You can't go and give that sea animal 20 pound note. Like, they're not even showing their face. You cannot give them anything. They are not open to receive. And they're also closed off from all the amazing opportunities around them. Whereas when you're expanded, your eyes are open, your energy field's open, opportunities are going to fly your way. You're going to spot opportunities because you are looking out. You're looking out for them on that. You're on that high frequency. So you're seeing all the good things in life. You're looking out positively with optimism for all the opportunities. So you'll find money making ideas. Like, that's what Stuart said as well in that episode that we did with them, and they spoke about money mindset. They were saying that I think it was in The Secret, I'm not sure, the book by Rhonda Byrne, that she said, don't ask the universe for money, ask the universe for a money making idea. Because that's what I was saying before, like, God will feed every bird, but it won't put the food in every bird's neck. Like, you need to go and get it, but there is enough food for every single bird on this planet. Same way, there's money for all of us in whatever amount we want. We just have to go and get it. So money making idea, ask for a money making idea, and like, stay expanded and open.
Yeah, exactly. I think as well with what you were saying about the stories you tell yourself is so important, because if you do go around telling yourself, I'm skin or I'm as broke as a joke, as you said, then all you're going to do is reflect that reality back to you. Like, you're going to look for something to confirm that, because we like to stay within our comfort zones and we like to do what's familiar. So if you keep telling yourself, I'm skin, then you're going to find things to reaffirm the fact that you are skin, like wasting money, or say if you even got a big amount of money, you might just like blow it or spend it on things you don't need, because you're reaffirming the fact that you are bad with money. So whatever you tell yourself, you will fully believe. And as well, I always think of it in the sense of, we always say within manifesting, you have to act and believe that you are already the person that you want to become. So say if you want to become a massive entrepreneur or something like that, or you want to have a business or even something not related with money, you need to act in that way. You need to rise to that vibration so then you can get that into your physical reality. So the person you want to become in, like, say 10 years, like that amazing person that I hope we're all visualizing, they would not walk around and say, oh, I'm skin, or that's so expensive. Like, they just wouldn't, because they're kind of like, they've achieved all the things that you want to achieve. They've got like that bit more money that you're probably striving for, and they wouldn't act like that. So you have to act within that frequency. You can't keep reaffirming a past that you don't want. Otherwise, you're just going to kind of like repeat your past into your future.
Yeah.
And also with telling yourself a new story is so important, because I've always done that. Like, I have always told myself that I'm really good with money. Like, I had to do the work originally. Like, I think I started reading loads of money manifesting books, I think it was about 2 years ago, when I just got like so into it. Like, I was thinking about this last night, that everything just fell into place the exact way it should. When I graduated, I really like was really skeptical about getting a job within fashion design, which is what I studied, because I just wasn't vibing with it. My intuition was just telling me no. And I ended up getting this job, which was actually really, really good money for what I was doing. And when I look back on it, I'm so glad I got that job, not because of like the money, not because I was absolutely buzzing off the money that I was earning, but more for the sense that it really reaffirmed within me that you do not have to work hard for money. And I know that sounds like a hard pill to swallow. Some people might be thinking, I work so hard, but like, you don't have to. Sometimes you just have to be in the right place at the right time. You need to follow your intuition. You need to believe that you can earn great money without having to like work for years on end. And I think that's a huge lie that everyone is told, that you have to work for years and years and years to get to the top to earn good money. Like, it's so not true. And once you kind of put yourself in the control seat and you realize that you are the creator and you can attract in whatever money when you want, that's when life gets fun. Like, when I worked there, I was doing so many money rituals, and I mean, we still do it now, but so many different things just to like manifest money, feeling the gratitude. Like, being the creator of your life is fun, but being the creator of your finances is even more fun. Like, yeah. I just personally love it. And it's available for everyone. That's why I want everyone to really understand that you don't have to, yes, you have to work hard. Don't get me wrong. We work hard. Everyone wants to work hard, but you don't have to work hard at the expense for a lot of money. Like, money is everywhere.
Yeah. I just think that hustle culture, it's required of you to burn yourself into the ground in order to get financial wealth. I just think that is a myth. I think, no, don't subscribe to that. That's not what I want out of my life. I've got big dreams. I'm working for myself now. I have big goals of what I'm building, what's happening with this podcast, everything. I've got big vision for my life, but I am not going to be working at the detriment of my health, my mental health, my physical health, my relationships to get that. I just don't believe that you need to do that. I think that you can, yeah, obviously you working hard, but there's a line like where you don't need to literally like run yourself into the ground just to be able to get the money that you want. And so many people do believe that. It's like such a story in society, and like it's like celebrated as well. Like hustle culture and stuff is kind of celebrated, and you don't need to do that. You don't. And what you were saying, like when being in the driver's seat of your life and creating your own life, but then also creating your own finances, like it does just hit different when you start to like really take charge of it and like make money through new ways of that you've never thought of and different things, and really taking control of your finances. It really does just hit different. And what's really funny about money is it's on the same levels taboo as sex is. And we've obviously discussed sex and women's shame around their sensuality and all this stuff on the podcast before, and like we had that amazing episode with Amy, we kind of touched on this here, but money and sex, they're both those things in life that we can't live without. You cannot live without money. You won't be able to eat, have somewhere to sleep and live. And you can't, the human evolution can't live without sex, because sex creates babies. Babies create new life forms, which keep the human race going. If we don't have those things, we're done. So, but they're both essential to us, to our lives, but they're like hardly spoken about and they're very taboo, but they both have this really like, if you are in control of them, you are feeling very powerful. Like they've got a very powerful like life force energy attached to them. And I just think it's just, that's why like, it's really good to just have these like open conversations about it on here, like on this podcast now, get you thinking about it and talking about it with your friends and get you considering your own money mindset and having conversation about it and not finding it like weird or taboo. I know some people aren't going to want us to really, not everyone's going to want to talk about it, and you know, that's fine. You don't even need to talk about it with people. If you can't find anyone to talk to about it, just listen to podcasts about it. Like we said, there's endless resources and information and books and everything all about money and money manifesting and everything on the internet. But it is so true what you said. Like it gives you a feeling you've never had before in your life when you are in control of your finances and in that way. And I was thinking about so many things when you were talking before, but another thing that you said at the start about how it's a little bit like a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you're going around saying I'm broke as a joke, then you're just going to play up behavior that reconfirms that belief system. Like we do that all, like that is the main way that you manifest, is just reconfirming behavior that's related to your belief systems. And that's why it's really important to like address your belief systems, because not all of them are going to be good. And especially around money, where things like money is hard to obtain, money's evil, money doesn't grow on trees, all these like really common sayings that are just chucked around and you just absorb it like a sponge when you're growing up. All these really common sayings, they're blocking you from getting the wealth that you desire in this life, to live out your soul's purpose and what you truly want to experience in this life. You're just blocking yourself, and you are literally just repeating behavior that reaffirms that. So if you have always experienced being broke and not having much money, if you want to turn your circumstances around, like a huge thing you need to focus on is my past does not dictate my future. Like, you will be stuck at the level of past knowing until you learn a new knowing. So you need to fully chuck yourself into the world of like money mindset and abundant mindset and all that. Even if you haven't got abundance, or like physically got loads of money in your bank, even if you've only got a little bit, you're just scraping by, you haven't physically got anything, you need to start telling yourself that you have. You need to fully turn around. You need to be walking down the street and looking, oh, look at that house. That house is worth this much, so much money around me. And those people, that family that lives in that house, they probably earn about X amount, so much money around me. And oh, look at these clothes I'm wearing, they cost money, so much money around me. Like, you need to be being aware of wealth in that sense. And like, even just walking in nature, like, money is just an extension of nature. Like, nature is energy, money is energy, nature is abundant. You know, there's water flowing down the river, in the pond, in the lake, in the sea. There's a non-stop, there's a continuous flow of water. It doesn't end, it's just there all the time. Money is the same. And you need to start like associating when you're out and about, looking at it in that way, if you haven't actually got your own wealth, because otherwise you will get stuck at that current level of knowing until you learn a new level of knowing. So your past does not dictate your future. Repeat that after me. My past does not dictate my future. Absolutely doesn't. So it goes for all things in your life, but in particular, money. Because whatever you like grew up experiencing as well, like, you more than likely, unless you learn a new level of knowing, you will just repeat whatever your like financial experiences were like growing up, unless you're like aware of them and decide that you want to level up and change that and operate in a different way. But otherwise, you're just going to be a walking, talking, self-fulfilling prophecy of you saying, oh, I can't afford that. And, oh, I haven't got any money. Even though you're getting a monthly salary coming in, you've got a monthly salary, you've got a secure amount of money coming in every single month, and you still go around saying, oh, I can't afford that. I haven't got enough money. Oh my God, money. Oh, everything's so expensive. Oh God, I never have any money. You will just get your money in from your salary, and you'll just fulfill that prophecy that you go around saying, and you'll just go and throw your money everywhere and like just get rid of it, spend it. So even if you go through, or if you win the lottery, that's why people who win the lottery can end up broke again, because it's all about money mindset. And you can accumulate the wealth, but if you still have that scarcity funny mindset, you will just release all the money back out and it will not come back to you. Because there's a line like where you're like spending money and you're willingly giving to graciously receive. You're just spending money with gratitude, with love. And then there's a line where you just like literally just self-sabotaging, and you're just throwing your money everywhere on like quite stupid things that aren't going to bring you much of a return on your investment, and just like throwaway purchases that aren't really needed, because you aren't used to having money. So then when you get it, you're like, this isn't my comfort zone. My comfort zone, what's familiar is safe. Even if what's familiar is not actually good for you, what's familiar is not having a lot of money and you want to have more money, you want to have more wealth, you want to have more financial stability, if that is not familiar to you, you have to be aware that your brain literally flicks into your comfort zone and what's familiar, and does not understand, like your tribal brain that runs your behavior does not understand that what is your comfort zone and what's familiar might not actually be for your highest good and isn't actually to what you want and isn't working towards your goals. So you need to be aware of that, because you can say that you want money but still have that deep rooted like belief that, you know, you don't deserve it and you're not used to having it. So when you do obtain it, it just slips through your fingers and it just goes. So there's so many things, but yeah.
Yeah. I think those two are like the two main things for understanding your own money mindset. So the first is really questioning, what were you taught like growing up? Like, what were your parents saying? What was society saying? Like, for example, I really feel like society pushes this idea that like money is evil. Or what were your parents saying? Like, were you in a household where you were at lack of money? And yeah, there was that kind of like negativity or the stress around money. I think children growing up can really experience that. And that will be in your subconscious. And the thing with what Grace was just explaining is that it is unconscious. So like, you were probably listening to that and thinking, But I don't, like, I want money. Like, why would I waste it? Why would I throw it down the drain? But this is unconsciously wired within us, and that's how our subconscious brain works. And that's why you're literally seeing, well, I don't know about you guys, but I mean, you probably do, Grace, as well. Like, everywhere now, I just see so much stuff about the subconscious mind. Like, everyone is really hammering down on this subconscious mind. Like, how can we use this to our advantage? Because this is a, like, quite new discoveries. Like, this hasn't been around for, like, a very long time. Like, it's quite new, all this stuff about the subconscious mind, how we can rewire our brain. And if you grew up in an environment where money was tight and it was scary and you didn't have much, then that is a belief that you will have, and that is what you will live out in your day-to-day life. So one of the main things when you come to your own money mindset is that you have to go back and address, like, where did these ideas come from? And then you have to work on really rewiring them and rewriting a new belief. And also the second, which you touched on there, was huge, huge one, is what you are saying, like the language that you are having surrounding money. Like, what are you saying? Are you saying you are skin? Are you saying, like, that absolute worst phrase now? And the girls that I live with, my flatmates, know this because I tell them off all the time, is that is so expensive. Like, I literally hate that phrase. And don't get me wrong, I've said it thousands of times in my lifetime, but I hate it so much now because it's so true. Nothing is too expensive. Like, something that might seem a bit more of a high price to you compared to somebody else, that doesn't make it expensive, because to them, it might be the perfect price. So by you saying that is too expensive, you are reaffirming that you can't afford it. And then your reality is going to reflect back that you can't afford it. Like, that's literally what you're asking for. So we can't walk around saying that is too expensive. It really made me laugh the other day. One of the girls said it in the flat, and then I, under my breath, I didn't think they could hear me because I was like almost in the other room and I was going. Like, so basically, I honestly, when I hear someone say something like that, I say in my head, money is abundant, money is abundant, money is abundant. And I started saying it under my breath and I didn't think they could hear me. And then Emma goes, what? And then Ash was like, oh, she's just chanting money is abundant. Like, this is just a normal thing now. Like, it honestly is, they know what I'm like, because it's so true. Like, you can't go around saying stuff is expensive, because your future self is not going to think that's expensive. I mean, you want to act like that future self. But if you do think that something is expensive, I've like really worked now on reframing it, because obviously it does slip out your mouth sometimes, but you can say different things which are much more subtle to your subconscious mind and say things like, oh, that's quite a lot for what it is, or for the circumstances. Oh, that's a bit of a higher price, but not, that's so expensive. Like, it's literally such a bad vibration. Like, my intuition literally rejects that statement.
No, it's so emotionally charged. It's so emotionally charged.
Sorry, guys, you may have noticed that there's a slight lag in our Wi-Fi on just some parts of this episode. So we're not actually speaking over each other. It's just that we couldn't hear each other at certain parts. So sorry about that, but I hope you enjoyed the episode.
It's so emotionally charged, that and it literally, that's what I mean, it makes you go, it literally makes you seize up, you contract, it makes you contract, it makes the person you say it to contract, it makes yourself contract. That's the thing with like all this money stuff, and it's just a scarce, it's feeding to scarcity and lack, and you don't get anything from that at all. Like, you do not need to subscribe to a scarcity mindset, even though most of this, the world tries to make you live and exist in that. You don't need to, you know, we're thriving in abundance, honeys, and love and expansion. So yeah, I know, like, and but how casually do people just chuck around, oh, that's so expensive. And it's so, it's weird as well, like, what exactly, like, what's expensive to one person isn't expensive to another person. Like, everyone's got different values and different views on what is expensive and what they want to spend their money on, like, and what they gain from that. Like, you know, what, how, like, let's say, let's use an example here. You're in a nice bar having a drink, and you're in a really bougie place in the middle of London, and it's absolutely stunning. It's a gorgeous cocktail. It's probably not going to be, you know, your Wetherspoons prices, but you will be getting an amazing experience. You might really enjoy that. That might really fulfill you to be in that place, and you can just have a few drinks in there, and that will really satisfy you. And then that's your night out. Like, you're happy with that. And then some people would think, oh my God, as if you go there, that's so expensive, da, da, da. And they will just instead go to, like, I don't know, some cheap pub and just hammer the drinks back, probably spend the same amount of money as you, but have a different experience. Like, there's so much like charge put on it and assumption put on things, that if it's like a nice bougie place or whatever, or expensive shop, that it's going to be, but it's going to bankrupt you. But it's not. It's like all about where you people choose as well to like spend their time and their like energy and like all that stuff. Like it's like, how can you, people spend the same amounts of money on different, like the same things, but a different experience. Like you just can't. So you can go around saying, oh, that's so expensive. It might not be to somebody else. And you're just contracting and spreading more contracting energy. You need to stop that, honey.
Yeah, exactly. You have to take responsibility for the energy that you are giving out. Because even when I'm not in those conversations, like I actually wasn't in that conversation. My flat, I was in a different room and I still felt the energy. Like I still felt it. So that's why I felt the need to chant. But it was all right after I chanted a little bit. I think also when it comes to understanding your own money mindset and kind of getting close to the idea of what kind of money you want to attract into your own life, you have to start with why you want to attract it. Because I feel like there's kind of a two split road when it comes to money. And if you do go down the side, which is more for material reasons, you can end up getting to that goal, getting to that money, attracting it. You can attract it, but you're going to get there and you're going to feel very empty if you do not have a reason why. And that leads back as well to what we were saying about whoever you are, money just makes you more of that person. So for example, my reason why I want money and I know I deserve money is because I want to share my message with the world. Like I have something inside of me that cannot stay inside of me. Like I want to share that love. I want to share that light. Like I feel like that's my soul's purpose. And to do that, I need money. Like everything needs money in life. I need money to push that on it. And as you said, money is energy. So that's only going to like increase the momentum and get my message out to the rest of the world. So that's why I'm so clear that I need money. But when I sit there and think, okay, I'm going to manifest this amount of money. I want this money to join into my life. I am remembering that reason why. I'm not thinking, oh, I want to get this money because I want to go on holiday next month, even though, yeah, like we all want to go on holiday. But I'm not really directing it towards that. I'm directing it towards my vision. I'm directing it towards my why. And that's what's going to help you really get clear on your own vision and understand that you actually do deserve the money, because you're going to know your reason deep, deep inside why you want that money. It's not just because of something that's going to boost your ego. Like, why do you really, really want that money? And that is going to speed on your manifestation.
Yeah, it'll make you so much more magnetic and powerful when you've got like a clear, pure intention behind it, because you still can attract money even when you don't have that clear, pure intention behind it. But like Abby said, you won't be fulfilled when you get it. Like so many people put a benchmark and like a goalpost on like feeling happiness, and they can do this with like money and material things. So it's like, oh, when I am at this job title and I'm on this salary, then I'll be happy because I'll have this much money and then I can feel free and relaxed and happy in my life. And no, like, or I will be happy when I become a millionaire, then I'll be happy. But until then, I'm not going to let myself be happy. But even when you get to that point, you will not be happy, because money doesn't make you happy, because it's a emotionless tool. It's just a thing we use. It brings you about obviously happiness through how you spend it, that how it allows you to live your life. But you have to be focused on those other things as well and filling your cup up in those other ways. You can't just rely solely on that status of becoming a millionaire or having all this money, because you can still get all of that, have no friends, have an unfulfilling job, be stressed and burn out, not like where you live and never have the time to go on holiday or something, and amass all this money and still be really unhappy and not fulfilled in like your life. Like it's nothing to do with that. So yeah, you have to have clear intention about why, but also be expressing that, always expressing gratitude on your journey for what you already have. And that's going to make you more magnetic as well. If you are always expressing, acknowledging how like the steps of your process, steps of your journey, expressing gratitude for everything, everyone that's helping you, the money you already have that is helping you. If you're constantly expressing gratitude for what you already have, you're obviously going to get more life rewards, people who are are grateful with more things to be grateful for. And that's the thing with money. And that's why it's hard like to express that gratitude if you haven't actually got any money, if you are literally scraping the bottom of the barrel. But that's when you have to go onto those other, tap into the abundant frequency by just looking at all the wealth around you. Like we live in the UK, and you know, I know that we've got quite a few global listeners, but most of you are in the UK as well. The UK is a very wealthy country. As much as everyone likes to moan, it's a very wealthy country. You can see it all around. Look at the buildings. Like so bougie. You go into all these towns, like the architecture, everything. There's so much wealth in this country and has been for years. And you might not have any of that in your bank account right now, but you can take inspiration because you are surrounded by that wealth. Remind yourself that it's available to you. Rise into that abundance frequency by just walking down the street. You can go walk down the street and look at loads of bougie houses and be like, oh, money's everywhere. Look at it surrounding me in these houses, how much these houses are, the people that live there, how much money they earn, all this stuff. Look at it in that way. Like, you have to express gratitude for the money that you have now to get more. And if you haven't got it, then, you know, there's other ways that you can still express gratitude for all the wealth that's around you, because it is everywhere. Like, you have a phone. You're listening to this podcast right now. That phone costs money. You are wealthy. You've probably listened to this in headphones. Wealthy. You've got headphones. You've probably got a TV or a laptop that you watch Netflix on. Wealthy. You've got a bed you sleep on. You're so rich, honey. You know, there's all these material possessions as well that they cost money. You, even if you haven't got money specifically in your bank account, to raise your frequency of abundance, you can look at it that way as well.
Yeah, I think that is such a powerful thing to speed on your manifestations, that power of gratitude. You see it literally everywhere, but I think with money even more. Like, even I feel like lately I've started doing it way more. Like, when I look around my room, like you just said, you've got a laptop, we've got the mic in front of us, we've got our headphones. I'm like, I am so grateful for that. And, you know, we were saying the other day, we've also started doing it with our food. Yeah, I mean, gratitude is just the root of everything. Like, yeah, we started blessing our food. I was unpacking my shopping yesterday. I said, girls, I'm so grateful for this food. I said, look at my cupboard. Look at all of that food. I am so grateful, because the more you show gratitude, the more it's going to come back into your life.
Yeah, 100%. Like, yeah, whenever I'm like going to eat now, I'm like, wow, I am so grateful for the money that provided me this food that's now going to nourish my body. And also, like, when you're spending money as well, like, feel gratitude as well for actually the act of spending money. Like, think about it as in, I don't have to pay this bill. I get to pay this bill. Like, you're in the supermarket. Instead of like going contracted and tensing up when you go to tap your card on the card reader and pay the bill that's going to, of all the food that's going to nourish you and help you survive and help you thrive and be here on this world doing your thing. No, intentionally focus on feeling gratitude, feeling, oh, I'm so grateful that I get to pay for this food, that this food is now mine, that I get to graciously give and receive money. Like, this money that I'm giving right now to this shop, it is going into the pocket of the shop workers. I'm paying their wages. I'm helping the business grow. It's going to go back out into the economy. The money's going to flow back to me. You've got to think about like that as well. Money literally does flow in and out. And I'm like, my best friend, obviously you have a great money mindset, but my other best friend has an amazing money mindset as well. And she always says, and always has, money just flows in and out, in and out, in and out. Not as in she like goes around just throwing it everywhere because, and just being reckless with it. But she's always had this amazing money mindset that money just flows in and out, in and out. And it does, it's energy, it does. And that's why, like, don't be contracted when you go to spend money. And sometimes, like, you have to spend money to make money. Like, think about it in terms of like business. You want to start a product-based business, you need money to do that. How else are you going to do that? You don't need £1 million. You can just have, you know, you should have a few £100 to start it. Your budget doesn't matter, but you need money to do that. How are you going to produce a product without money? And that product, you're going to sell it and it's going to make you money, but it all starts with money. You've got to spend the money first and then it's going to come back. So if you're spending the money with an abundant frequency, with trusting that this is going to come back to you times a thousand, then it actually will. But if you are putting out, you know, I did that little bonus episode called Ask the Universe. Go and listen to it if you haven't. And in it, there's an important question. If you were stood in front of the universe and everything you said to the universe, they were going to give it right back to you, going to throw it straight back to you like a boomerang, what would you say? I'm pretty sure you wouldn't be saying, universe, I'm broke as a joke, because all the universe is going to give you back is you being broke as a joke. You would want to say, universe, I am so freaking rich. I'm so wealthy. You know, money just loves me. It flows to me so easily and freely. I am so grateful for money. I'm so grateful for the things it helps me do in this life and the people I can support and how I can support myself with money. I'm so grateful. Then that's exactly what you get back. And that is the power of our thoughts. And that is the power of the our like intention behind our behavior as well. So when you're going to like actually check out and pay for things, hold that intention that this money is going to come back to you, because it will. Like, why would it not? If you've got that intention, then it absolutely will. And that's how money works. It circulates, it flows around. You have a £20 note in your pocket. 100,000 other people have had that exact same £20 note that's now in your wallet. They've had it in their wallet before, because that's how money works. Flows in and out. That's how it just circulates around in our economy. It's just going in and out everywhere. And half the time, it's not even in physical form. It's just on a number on a screen. So if you can get into that frequency, you can really tap into, you know, the energetics of it. And obviously, like I said, there's abundance of money and God will feed every bird, but it's not going to put the food in every bird's neck. So you do have to go out and actually get it. You've got to open yourself up to be actually operating different streams of income or getting a pay rise at work or whatever it is. You know, obviously you can attract money as well just through like, you know, random checks, you know, a random tax rebate or a random inheritance money or whatever, things like that can obviously come your way. But, you know, most of the time it's like aligned action. You have to take aligned action, but take the aligned action with the intention and of abundance, and that this money you're going to spend is going to come right back to you.
Yeah, exactly. There is like a recurring theme in most of the money manifesting books, and it is that the importance of investing in yourself. Because when you invest in yourself, you are saying, I am worthy. And that is going to come right back to you. If you're saying, I'm worthy of investing in my own development, especially, literally that is what the universe is going to give back to you. It's saying, oh, this person is worthy. This person is worthy of like 10, 15, 20 pounds. So I'm going to actually give them back way more, because you're on that highest frequency. You're giving yourself the highest level of love that you possibly can. So I think that's probably like the main tip above everything is to invest in yourself. When me and Grace are always doing it, but when I like really started investing in my own development and my own journey, that's when I noticed things really shift for me. Because if you're not even going to invest in yourself, then you're basically saying you're not worth it. Even though it sounds really harsh, that is basically what you're saying.
Yeah.
And as well, with kind of the idea of giving, and that is a huge thing, like not contracting when you're like paying and stuff. It's the absolute worst thing you could do. And not only that, like obviously it's bad for your frequency, but not only that, like it generally feels horrible. I think we have all been there when we pay for something and we've cringed and it feels horrible, and that feeling is the feeling that will control your whole life if you let it. But you have the decision to not let that feeling control your whole life. Like literally don't let it. You can drop it right now in this moment, no matter what your circumstance is. As I said at the start, don't play the victim. I know some people have responsibilities, probably some that Grace and I don't have. I know that. I know that you're in jobs. But if you have the time to think about your money mindset, and you have the time to talk to people about it, if you have the time to say, I am skint, then you have the time to pick up a book and study money mindset, or listen to podcasts, watch YouTube videos. There is so much information out there, and you can just decide to change your money mindset. And also what I was going to say was actually the law of prosperity plays really well into money manifesting as well. And that is the idea of whatever you're giving out, as Grace just said, is going to come back to you. So when it comes to things like tipping, for example, it's really important to give money. Even if you think like sometimes if I have like a fiver in my pocket and I think, oh, I've got fiver in my pocket, I'm going to get a coffee or something. And then I think, no, I don't need that. I'll give it to a homeless. I'll give it to a charity. I'll give it to something, because that's going to come back to me. I don't need that fiver. If you don't need that like little bit of money, always try and give more than you can. Even though that sounds like a bit not like toxic, like give more than you can, but just always push yourself that little bit further and believe in yourself. Like take that leap, take that jump. Think, I can actually afford this. I can bet on myself, because betting on yourself is the best thing you could do. It's going to come back to you in tenfold, because when you trust yourself, everything will just fall in line.
Yeah, absolutely. And like what you were saying before about investing in yourself, like even what we were speaking about at the beginning of the episode, obviously about therapy, how you've started to go and you're investing, you know, a lot of money per session seeing her, because she's very amazing, highly regarded therapist and energy healer that you're seeing. So, you know, that's some people would say, you know, that was, as we don't like to say, expensive, whatever. But you are going to get that back times 1,000. And this is a thing sometimes with investing in yourself. It's not like you literally, like the example I was giving before, where I was like, if you're setting up a product-based business, you have the fixed cost of the product, then you have your margin that you're going to make per product that you sell, you know exactly the money that's going to come back to you. Sometimes investing in yourself, you can't plot it out like that, but you are like, that's when I think you get the huge return on your investment. Like we're investing our energy all the time, every single day. The minute we wake up, we're making a decision about where we're going to invest our energy. Maybe spending too much time on social media, wasting our energy on there, not getting much return on investment. But it's the same with like your money, like with it, investing in yourself through books, through therapy and courses and things like that, they're going to expand your mind. You can't always, when you're deciding to make that like quantum leap and that investment of, you know, of that money that maybe you don't feel that comfortable to spend, but you just take that leap and do it and invest in yourself. You can't always like directly say, oh, this is exactly how this money is going to come back. But that investment in yourself is going to pay off more than you can even imagine, like in how it's going to grow you. And that's like what you're doing now with the therapy. And that's what's so amazing about therapy is, you know, it's a fixed cost at first, but you get it back times a thousand, because like, you know, it's not just through like your confidence grows. Let's use the example of therapy. Your confidence grows through that. And then through that, you might be more confident at work. And then you start performing better. And then you get a pay rise. So there you go. You got your money back from your therapy in that way. Like there's so many different ways. But yeah, but when you are doing it, you are saying to the universe, honey, look at me. I'm so worth it. I know I am. I'm investing in myself. I'm nourishing myself and my growth and my journey and my mind. Look at this. Look at all these things that I'm doing. I'm investing in me. And then the universe is like, wow, you're a hot commodity. You are investing high in the stocks of yourself. We're going to raise your net worth or whatever. I don't know. What is it in stocks where they're like the... You know what I mean? The worthiness of it. The value. The universe is like, wow, you're really high value, aren't you? Okay. And then it chucks some good stuff back at you to reaffirm that you are high value, because that is the energy that you are operating at.
Yeah. Like with everything we say, you have to take that leap. And when you take that leap and bet on yourself and say, I am worthy of spending this money, the universe will catch you. It always catches you, but you have to be brave. You have to take that leap, and nobody will take that leap for you. So yeah, if you do feel that resistance to invest in yourself, have a little think, why do you feel that? It's probably from feeling you're not worthy. So do some of that kind of like inner child work. Think back to the money beliefs you had growing up. Why do you feel that you're not worth spending that money? Because you're so worth it. If you have that inkling to do something and spend that bit of money on yourself, then do it. Like, you are your own biggest mystery and investment and just everything. Everything's
for you. Yeah, 100%. Like, I always say to myself, like, this is like always my motivation to like read more books and stuff like that. I always say, the more I learn, the more I earn. Because the more that I know, the more I gain knowledge about my fields of where I operate and what I do, the industries that I'm in, the more I learn about that, the more that my earning potential goes up. Like, it's the same for everyone. The more you learn, the more you earn. Because if you have more knowledge, if you have more awareness, confidence, all this stuff, know yourself better, then you just become so much more magnetic for opportunities, success, money, all that stuff, because, you know, you know more. And if you know more, then you can do more. So the more you learn, the more you earn. So think about that next time when you don't want to read your book, or you don't want to, I don't know, invest and go to that course or workshop or whatever that you're thinking, nah, I won't go to that. You know, the more you learn, the more you earn.
Yes, exactly. I honestly think we went through so much there. I'm feeling so inspired myself.
We covered off so much juice, money juice. I hope you're all feeling really rich now and abundant and in a really high frequency.
Yeah, exactly. And everything we spoke about today is honestly, even though we went through a lot, it is just scratching the surface. Like, we love talking about money and money manifesting. And as you probably know, we do have our new workshop out now on sale, which is the manifesting webinar, which is perfect. And we have put in a chunk all about money manifesting. And there's going to be much more in-depth stuff, like actual journal prompts and how you can honestly rewire those thoughts from your childhood and really get into that frequency of attracting the money that you desire. And I just can't wait to talk about that on the workshop, because we've not really spoke about money or anything like that before. And it's just life-changing.
Yeah,
stuff.
Literally. So we give you lots more hands-on practical resources that you can literally grasp and start doing straight away during that workshop. And afterwards, that is going to shift your money magnetic energy and just magnetic energy for everything in general. So yeah, it's going to be amazing. If you want to get your ticket to join us at the workshop, it's on our website, findingyourfeetpodcast.com. It's on the 25th of April, Sunday night, 6 p.m. GMT, live on Zoom for 2 hours. So yeah, get your ticket on the website, join us. It's going to be amazing. You're going to get a free manifesting ebook as well as the ticket. So you obviously get tickets to the live event. We're also going to give you a manifesting ebook. So it's going to have everything in it that we're going to teach you all there, so that, because you're not going to remember everything from the whole night, but you're going to have it all there to reference back to. So you can always go back and keep studying, keep learning, so you can keep earning, honeys. And you're also going to get a free 50-minute manifesting affirmation playlist. It's not the same as the one that's on our website. It's new. It's not available on our website, and you will get that specifically free as well as the ticket for you. So obviously you're going to get an amazing evening with us, but you're also going to get some little goodies to take away.
Yeah, I literally can't wait. And also a huge thank you to those who have already bought a ticket. Mm-hmm. We are just so excited and we're so grateful for every single one of you.
Yeah, we are.
But before we finish the episode, we just have our quote of the week, and it is, scarcity tells us that in order to do more, have more, or be more, we have to constantly hustle. But instead, let's lean into this truth that there is abundance if we are simply open to it.
Stay expanded, huns. Stay open to receive, you know. Willingly give and graciously receive.
Exactly. Tune into that frequency of abundance. It is your choice.
It is. And guys, if you want some more help with your money manifesting, if you want to take it to a new level, we have just released a money manifesting affirmation playlist on our website. So this is brand new. We have never done a money mindset affirmation before. So if you want, literally, this will rewire the thoughts, the limiting beliefs, the negative thought patterns you have around money. This will rewire it, because it's positive affirmations all centered around money and moving into an abundant frequency with money and knowing you're worthy of it and knowing it's everywhere and it's coming to you. And it's behind some really high vibe music. So it's a 15-minute playlist. You just download it from the website, import it onto your phone or computer or wherever you want. A lot of our website customers, they download it onto their computer and then like put it into their iTunes. So you can literally put it on your phone and like have it there as in your music library. You can then set it as your like alarm sound. So you don't need to hear that horrible Apple alarm sound. You can set your money manifesting affirmation playlist to play as soon as you wake up in the morning, because our subconscious mind, which is what you want to rewire, that's where all your belief systems are stored, which drive your behavior. So if you're wanting to rewire your money belief systems, attract the abundance that you deserve and you know that it's, you can have, if you are playing that affirmation playlist first thing in the morning, because that is when your subconscious mind is the most active, 3 times a day, first thing in the morning, last thing at night, or when you're in a meditative state. So you just play it casually, listen to it passively, it just sinks in, and honestly, they're so powerful. They really, really, really rewire your brain. So if you want to get that, it's on our website. We will leave a link directly to it in the show notes. But it's very exciting, brand new. So I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, I can't wait for people to hear that. I think affirmations are one of the main things to really rewire your subconscious mind with money. Like they're the main things that I think have really helped us as well, like those affirmations. So I just can't wait for people to hear that. And if you do want to join in more fun, you don't have to wait till every Wednesday or Sunday. You can come and follow us on Instagram at Finding Your Feet Podcast. Come and message us. Let us know what you thought of this episode and let us know if it strikes anything within you with your own money journey.
Yes, we love, love, love connecting with you guys on Instagram. So do come and join our community over there. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. We release them every single Wednesday and Sunday. If you're listening on Spotify, hit follow and you'll always be notified when we release a new episode. And don't forget to leave us a review as well if you're listening on Apple Podcasts for your chance to be featured in review of the week next week. If you loved listening to this, but you'd love to watch it, all of our big episodes that we release on a Wednesday, we always upload them onto our YouTube channel. So you can watch the podcasts on there as well. Our channel name is Finding Your Feet, the podcast. It's also linked in the show notes. So you can go over there, join our YouTube family. If you are listening on YouTube, hi, I'm waving at you right now. Hit subscribe, press like, and leave us a comment so we can reply to you. We love replying to people on YouTube. It's fun. I wish that people could actually comment on our podcast episodes. That would be really fun. Like if there was like a comment section, but there's obviously, isn't. But you can just come talk to us on Instagram instead. And another way you can stay in touch with us is join our mailing list. We email you once a week on a Monday morning. It's never spam. It's never marketing. It's literally just like a positive, good vibe, wisdom filled email. It's like a
my headphone fell out.
It's just a positive, good vibe, wisdom-filled email. It's a download from the universe, straight from the soul, some inspiration to start your week. Everyone loves our emails. We always get loads of replies, loads of amazing feedback. So if you want to subscribe to our mailing list, the link is also in the show notes. Just click straight through and you'll be added. And thank you so much for being here with us today, guys. Really enjoyed this conversation. I hope that it really helped you, inspired you, and got you thinking about your own money mindset. And if you do want to join us for the manifesting workshop, if you've got any questions about it, just come and talk to us on Instagram. But the tickets are available on our website, and we are just literally so excited for that evening.
Yes, I really, really enjoyed this chat. Thank you so much for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
Bye.